弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be to you, brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姊妹把圣经放到马太福音十三章。
Please open your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们今天念的经文是十三章二十四节到三十节，三十六节到四十三节。
The scripture for today is Matthew 13:24-30 and 36-43.
因为今天是联合崇拜，我想我们还是用起印的方法来念这两段经文。
Because it is corporate worship today, so I will read one verse and you will read another one.
我想请弟兄念双数节，姊妹念单数节，英文的青少年也是弟兄念双数节，姊妹念单数节。
I'm sorry, brothers will read one verse and sisters will read another one. And our brothers will read next, our sisters will read first.
马太福音十三章二十四节，请。耶稣又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像人撒好种在田里。当长苗吐穗的时候，败子也显出来。
田主的仆人来告诉他说：“主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪来的败
子？”主人说：“这是仇敌做的。”仆人说：“你要我们去薅出来吗？”
主人说：“不必，恐怕败子连麦子也拔出来。”
笼子两样一起长，这个。当收割的时候，我们对收割的人说，先向麦子薅出来，捆成捆，留着烧，唯有麦子要收在仓里。三十六节，弟兄请。耶稣离开众人，进了房子，他的门徒进前来说，请把田间麦子的比喻讲给我们听。就是世界，好种就是天国之子，败子就是恶之子。
撒败子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末日。收割的人就是那天使，天使
将败子薅出来，用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此。就在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭泣死了。
那时一人在他父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。
好，我们经文念到这里，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow in prayers.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your precious words.
求你的灵运行在我们中间，不管是讲的还是听的。
I pray that your spirit will be among our hearts, no matter we are preaching or listening.
都能够借着圣灵的工作，能够明白你的话语。
Help us to understand your words by Holy Spirit.
从你的话语中得帮助，得造就。
So we'll be helped and built up because of your words.
让我们在成圣路上走得更加稳妥。
Lord, would you help us to go to walk better in the way of pilgrim?
直到见到你的面那一天。
Until the day we see you face to face.
感谢主，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you and we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我今天讲到的题目是辨别为了造就。
The title of my sermon today is to discern to build up.
很多，因为什么要起这个题目呢？因为很多时候辨别不是为了造就，所以说我特意要把这个重点，为了造就这个重点突出来。
I made this title for one purpose, because oftentimes people discern, but not for the purpose of building up.
我想和大家分享的第一个小题目是比喻，这个比喻要告诉我们什么
？The first point of my sermon is about parables.
而想知道比喻告诉我们什么，首先要对比喻中各个名词所代表的意思以及它们之间的关系做一些注释。
If you want to understand the as men, we need to understand the meaning of certain nouns and the relationships among them.
我们看到第二十四节说，耶稣又设了个比喻，对他们说，天国好像能撒好种在田里。
In Matthew 13, verse 24, he put another parable before them, saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field.
虽然在第二十五节说有仇敌来把败子撒在麦子里就走了。
Even though we see in verse 25,But while this man was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the weeds and went away.
不要因为第二十五节说了败子撒在麦子里，我们就认为那好种指的是麦种。
Not because weeds are sowed in the field, can we think that the good plants are about wheat?
如果那个好种真的是为了是指麦种的话，主耶稣就应该是。二十四节就应该说，天国好像能撒麦种在田里。
If the good seeds refer to wheat, then the Lord should have said in verse 24 that the kingdom is like the Lord planted wheat in the field.
这样就很明了。
And this will be quite clear.
所以说，主要是说好种，一定有里面的意义在里面。
So of course, the Lord used the term.Good seeds, there must be a meaning behind that.
如果我们只把它看成麦种的话，就这个比喻就很死了，就是麦种。
If we consider good seeds as the seeds of wheat, then this parable is about wheat.
主耶稣在解释这个比喻的第三十七节说，那撒好种的就是人子。第三十八节说，好种就是天国之子。
The Lord said it In verse 37, saying, The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. And in verse 38, the good seed is the sons of the kingdom.
根据第三十八节，好种就是天国之子。我们很容易理解，哦，对，好种就是天国之子，我们就会这样肯定的说，好种就是天国之子。
It's easy for us to come to the conclusion that the good seed is the sons of the kingdom.
这样的话我们就会认为主耶稣撒下来的是天国之子。
and easily we can also come to the conclusion that the Lord sowed the kingdom itself.
这样就指向每一个特定的上帝的儿女，天国之子。
So the seeds refer to every specific citizens of the Lord's kingdom.
如果我们这样理解，就是与种子好像没有多大关系。为什么要用种子这个比喻呢？其实我们看三十八节的前面说，田地就是世界。
In the front part of verse 38, the scripture said, "The field is the world."
也就是说，好种是撒在这个田地里的。
So the good seed is sown in the field.
那么我们怎么理解这个好种呢？天国之子，我们又怎么理解呢？
How do we understand the good seed and the sons of the kingdom?
我们只能理解上帝主耶稣撒下的好种所结的果子就是天国之子。
This is how we should understand the good fruit that is produced by the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom.
这样就会有一个这个种子在这个世界上，就使人会有一个转变，会有个成长的过程。就体现出种子它的特性。
So thus, the feature of the seeds is shown. It helps people to grow in the world.
所以我们要理解好种就是上帝的话。
So good seeds are words of the Lord.
主耶稣撒下来的就是上帝的话。
And Jesus sowed God's words in the field.
上帝的话使世人成为天国之子。
And God's words help people in the world to become citizens of heaven.
这个就是上帝的话，就是这个种子。
So the seeds refer to.
当这个种子撒在世界，撒在上帝所拣选人的心里的时候，我们就会成为天国之子。
When the seeds are sowed in the hearts of people who are chosen by God, then these people become citizens of kingdom.
我们也要看到三十七节所说的撒好种的是人子。
We should also see that it is said in verse 37, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man.
我们不要以为啊，主耶稣说是我撒的好种，所以主耶稣降世之后才开始撒好种。
We should not consider that the Lord Jesus only started to plant the seeds after he was born in this world.
约翰福音一章，约翰在讲到道成肉身住在我们中间之前。
John was talking about incarnation. He said in John 1:1.
约翰首先是宣告。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
John declared, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
我们就要知道主耶稣道成肉身之前，这个道已经存在在这个世界之中。
So we should understand that before the incarnation, the word already existed in the world.
主耶稣降生之前，道借着先知的口。
Before Jesus took human flesh, the word was preached through the mouth of the prophets.
把这个好种撒在以色列民之中。
And good plants were sown in the field of Israel.
主耶稣降世以后。特别是他上十字架受死埋葬复活成就救恩以后，我们知道主耶稣颁布了大使命，他要他的门徒去向万国传讲福音。要使万民做他的门徒，这时候好种就撒向了全世界。就上帝这个好种一直在各个时期不同的时期通过不同的方法撒在这个世界当中。
So we come to the conclusion that the Lord planted his seeds in people's hearts through all ages.
第二十五节说有仇敌来将败子撒在麦地里就走了。
Verse 25, we see that the enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away.
第三十八节和三十九节，主耶稣说，败子就是那恶者之子，撒败子的就的仇敌就是魔鬼。
Verse 38 and 39, we see that the enemy sowed the wheat.
其实魔鬼所撒的撒的也是败子，也是种子。
The enemy sowed seeds as well.
他撒完这个败子坏的种子以后他走了。
However, he sowed bad seeds and went away.
其实魔鬼从亚当开始他就撒这种坏的种子。
Satan started to sow bad seeds through Adam and Eve.
这个坏的种子就是撒抵挡福音抵挡上帝的信息。
And such bad seeds are messages against God and against the gospel.
各种的异端邪教
and all kinds of heresies, all kinds of heresies,
各种以人为本的说教否定神的说教
and all kinds of messages that are human oriented and denying the Lord.
我们从创世纪就看到魔鬼撒的种子通过蛇撒的种子使亚当要像神一样。
We know from Genesis the Lord sowed the enemy Satan sowed bad seeds and made Adam to want to be God.
所以说魔鬼一直在这个世界上工作。
Satan has been working in the world constantly.
他的工作人们很喜欢很容易接受。
His work is very popular. People like it.
因为魔鬼的工作就是把你举起来。
Because what the devil does is to puff you up.
把人举起来觉得自己很了不起。
And to make you think that you are really great.
自高自大。
And then you become prideful.
要得世上所有的荣耀。
And you want all the glory of the world.
魔鬼就达到目的了。
And thus, he achieved what he wanted, so you are against God.
败子这个坏的种子最后结出来的果子就是恶者之子。
The weeds, the seeds of the weeds produce the sons of the evil ones.
我们不要以为我罪人，我恶人，我自由。
We're not supposed to think that we as sinners are free.
恶人罪人没自由的。
Sinners Sinners, evil ones, they do not have freedom.
恶人、罪人归魔鬼管。
They are governed by Satan.
你在魔鬼的掌中控制下。
Lorded over by the devil.
魔鬼要把你引向死亡。
And Satan wants to lead you to death.
所以说我们要进入到上帝的国度里，成为天国的子民，要在上帝的手中。
So we want to become citizens of the Lord's kingdom and be lorded over by God.
不要因着景象，我们要做魔鬼的那个恶者之子。
And let us not be rebellious and wanting to be sons of the evil one.
那下场是很可怕的。
The consequence is unbearable.
麦子和稗子在吐穗之前是很难将它区分出来的。
Before weeds and wheat, before the seeds of the wheat and weeds come out, it's hard to discern which one.
所以圣经在二十六节说，当苗长苗吐穗的时候，稗子才显出来。
So in verse 26, so when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also.
主耶稣为什么用麦子和稗子的比喻来比喻天国之子和恶者之子？
Why does Jesus talk about the sons of heaven and the sons of the evil one through this parable of wheat and weeds?
要告诉我们这样的要做区别是很困难的，是比较困难的。
Because he wants to tell us that it's difficult to discern.
我们不要轻易的做决定啊，他没得救，他。主耶稣说了是很困难的，我们不要随便的做这样的定论的语言，就是啊谁是怎么样谁是怎么样。
And let us not conclude easily, saying, oh, someone is not saved.
有的时候这样的分辨都没有意义。
Sometimes such discernment is meaningless.
因为主耶稣在这里明明的告诉我们，到末世审判之前，不要去薅出稗子来。
Because the Lord told us clearly that.
所以说你想要薅的动机去分辨，主耶稣说你不需要。
So if you have the motivation of taking out the weeds,
你不要把自己站在一个义人的位置上啊，我来判断，我去薅。主耶稣说不要薅，不需要你。
You do not have to take out the weeds. It's not your responsibility.
主要说恐怕薅稗子的时候连麦子也拔出来了。
Because he says it's possible that when you want to take out the weeds, you take out the wheat as well.
因为你带着那个薅的目的去啊，你分辨不清。
Because you do not have a correct motivation, the self-righteousness might lead you astray.
所以说在这里也告诉我们世上的教会。是麦子和稗子共存的。
So from this scripture, we know that the churches in the world have wheat and weeds at the same time.
所以说，朋友有我们中间有不少朋友。
Among us, we have seekers and friends.
你千万不要说，哎呀，这个教会，这个人做得太差，我这还成为基督徒。
Please do not judge the Christians.
你不要因为某一个人你说啊我不会信基督教的，因为这样的人我不信基督教。
Please do not deny the Lord, deny Christianity just because one individual.
因为主耶稣在这里说了，麦子和稗子在教会是共存的。
Because the Lord has already told us that the wheat and the weeds are at the same time existing in the church.
彭阳有一次讲到，我对这句话我觉得特别好。
Once our brother Peng Xiang preached, and I was left with a deep impression.
你不要以哎，这个人基督教他上天堂，我不去天堂，我宁可去地狱。
It's meaningless if you think that you do not want to go to heaven because someone you hated is going to heaven as well.
你不想和他待在一起，你想他上天堂，我上地狱，我和他分开了。
You do not want to be with this person, so you want to go to hell, so you don't see this person anymore.
等。某一天你到地狱了，
If you really go to hell,
你看到他了，
you see him there.
你知道吗？问题就在这里，你以为他是去天堂了，他其实没去，他地狱了，还是和你在一起。
You thought he went to heaven, however he actually went to hell, and still you were with him forever.
所以你到教会呢，不要看某个人去哪里，某个人去哪里，你在这里选。
So if you come to church, then don't make such choices.
到教会，你单单的看基督，看神。
Have your eyes fixated on the Lord.
看神的话。
And look at the and read the Lord's word.
别的判断全是会错的。
Other judgment or discernments can lead you astray very easily.
所以说，教会里面是麦子和稗子共存的。
So in the church, we have wheat and weeds at the same time.
但是如果一个教会，它严格的按照上帝的话来传讲上帝的信息。
If a church is faithful in preaching the words,
我可以说，在这样的教会，稗子是没有营养的，它吸收不到营养。
We know that the weeds in this church does not have much nutrition.
因为恶的子子是不喜欢上帝的话的。
Because the sons of the evil one hate the Lord.
当你完全按上帝的话来传讲的时候，他觉得哎呀，一点营养供应也没有。
When you are faithfully preaching the Lord's words, then he feels that he does not have any nutrition.
稗子的营养供应来于世界。
The nutrition of the weeds come from the world.
没有营养供应，他就死掉稗子。
If there's no such nutrition, then he will die.
或者这个稗子更聪明，我移掉，我不在这里了，我移到别的地方去，有稗子营养供应的地方去。
Or some smart weeds might transfer to other places to get his nutrition.
如果说一个教会纯讲纯正的上帝的话语，相对来说，我不是绝对，还会有稗子麦子共存，但是相对来说，稗子应该少一点。
Relatively speaking.In the churches that are preaching the words of the Lord faithfully are a fewer than other places.
我不想把好种解释为麦种，原因是如果你把好种解释为麦种的话，就把死人活的真理变成了一个死的教条。
I do not want to refer the good seeds to the wheat because if I do it this way, then the truth become mechanic rules.
当我们承认好种就是上帝的道的时候，
If we admit that the good seeds refer to the Lord's words,
因为上帝的道本身具有能力，
Because the Lord's words is powerful.
如果一个教会能够将上帝道讲解清楚，
If a church is able to explain the Lord's words clearly and faithfully,
这个道就能够改变人，
Then the word will change people.
使本来使恶人之子最后借着上帝的道转变为上帝之子。这样我们就看到这个种子是有生命的。
So we see that the seeds have life.
我和大家分享第二个题目，就是属灵分辨的必要性。
The second point I want to share with you guys is about the necessity of spiritual discernment.
我们经常听到有人说，不要去判断一个人的属灵状况，不应该去分辨真假信徒。
We often hear people saying that we are not supposed to discern the spiritual condition of a certain person or whether he is saved or not.
好像我在前面说过也不需要分辨。
And in point one, I talked about it's not necessary to discern such.
但是我前面说不要分辨，有个前提，你不是为了好败着去分辨。
But when I said that, there is a prerequisite.
就是有的时候是分辨是没有意义的。
If you discern to destroy these,
但是你不能就是说因为这一个有的时候分辨是没有意义的，你就说我们不要分辨。
It's meaningless if you think you want to discern to destroy these people, but it doesn't mean that you should never discern.
所以说我今天就是说特别强调属灵分辨的必要性，和大家分享。
Today I want to emphasize the necessity of spiritual discernment.
今天的经文第二十六、二十七节。
In today's scripture, verse 26 and 27.
当长苗吐穗的时候，稗子也显出来。
So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also.
田主的仆人来告诉他说：“主啊，你不是撒好种在田里吗？从哪里来的稗子呢？”
And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him.Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?
我们看到主人并没有批评仆人，你为什么去分辨？ 你这不是你的责任，你不需要分辨。主人没这么说。
The passage, the master did not criticize the servant because he discerned.
主人就是说你分辨了，但是你不要去薅。
The master said, yes, you discerned, but do not take them out.
所以我们就看到分辨有许多时候是必要的，因为在这里主人没有对他的仆人说你不应该分辨。
So it is clearly shown to us that it is necessary to discern sometimes because the master did not command the servant not to discern.
所以作为基督徒对周围的人做一些必要的分辨是应该的。
So it is necessary for Christians to have some appropriate discernment towards other people around us.
虽然有的人说不要分辨，
Even though some people are saying that we should never discern.
而实际情况每个人都在分辨。
However, in reality, everyone is discerning.
哪一个人不在分辨？
Who is not doing this?
只是每个人的分辨的程度不一样。
However, the extent of your discernment is different.
有的人在属灵层面进行分辨。
Some people discern in spirituality.
有的人用属世的方法进行分辨。
Some people discern with the methods from the world.
如果一个教会属灵的正气是抬头的，
If in the church the spirituality of Christians is the majority,
做一些必要的分辨是对教会有益的，
Then such discernment is beneficial to the church.
我们教会每年都要选同工，对不对？
Elected workers in our church every year.
我相信每一个弟兄姊妹在选同工的时候都有思考。
I believe when you are trying to elect someone, you have some thinking.
没有人说我什么也不思考，我就随便写个名字，对吧？我想都没想我就写了。
I believe there's nobody who will elect someone without thinking.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
一想给教会选同工，就会想到，哎呀，哪些人对属灵对真理更清楚，哪些人在教会的服事更火热，哪些人更愿意属灵的追求。
When you are electing workers for the church, you will for sure think about who knows the Bible well, and who want to serve the Lord, and who is doing well in his spiritual life.
当你这样想的时候，你就在分辨嘛。
When you are thinking such things, you are making discernment.
你就会想，哎，谁当同工能够对教会有利？啊，对教会的建造，对人们教会每一个弟兄姊妹的帮助，联名的成全都有好处。
And you will think about who is beneficial to for the church if he becomes workers.
如果我们不做这样属灵层面的分辨，
If we discern nothing in spirituality,
你也会做分辨。
You discern anyway.
只是说你在属世层面的分辨。
But you discern in the world's way.
分辨一定是发生的。
Discernment is happening all the time.
不然没有分辨怎么叫选举啊？
If there's no
discernment, 对不对？哦，我没有分辨，我都不分辨，那你选什么？什么叫选举啊？你有提名提同工候选人，你提名你怎么提名啊？你提名就在分辨嘛。
There's no discernment. There's no election. No nomination.
所以说，分辨是一个客观存在的事实。
So discernment is happening all the time.
因此我们不要说那些你不要分辨，不要去判断别人属灵状况这种错误的说教。
So it is wrong to say that you are not supposed to discern other people's spirituality.
一旦你不在属灵上做判断，
Once you lose such discernment,
你自然而然就属世做属世的判断。
Then you belong to the world and you make discernments according to what the world thinks.
你就会认为啊，这个人对我挺好的。
For example, you think,
与我的关系不错，我选他。
He's a friend of mine, so I will elect him.
This
is discernment from the world.
你不是从这个人灵命怎么样，对真理了解怎么样，对上帝关系怎么样去做判断。
You do not think about this person's spirituality, his relationship with the world, his relationship with the Lord.
所以说分辨既然是客观存在的，一定会有的。
So discernment is reality and it truly happens.
作为基督徒，既然我们在耶稣基督的信仰里面，就应该在信仰里面做出分辨。
As long as we are Christians, we're walking in the faith. We're supposed to make discernment in our faith.
如果不在信仰里面做出分辨，必然会以属世的标准来分辨。
If there's no such discernment, discernment in faith that we discern according to the standards of the world.
如果我们称为基督徒，我们所有的判断、分辨都是在属世里面。
If we call ourselves Christians, but discern according to the world's standards,
我们就应该清楚地知道，我和基督没多大关系。
We should know clearly that we do not have much to do with Christ.
因为我们分辨，我们所做的都和世人一样。
Because we do the same thing as the world does.
如果和世人一样做分辨。我们就不会从上帝那里吸取到从上帝那里来的智慧。
We will not have wisdom from the Lord.
就成为一个没有从上帝来智慧来的智慧的人。
Then we live as someone that does not have wisdom from God.
个人就成为一个缺乏智慧的人。
Then we become people that are lack of wisdom.
如果这个教会全是那样。缺乏智慧的人不从属灵角度去分辨，那么教会就会变成一个社团。
If everyone in the church does not discern in spirituality, then this church becomes a club.
不只是在选举同工中，我们要有属灵的分辨。
Not only do we need spiritual discernment when we're electing workers in the church.
就是在带人信主的过程中，我们都需要有属灵的分辨。
But even when we're sharing the gospel and trying to lead people to Christ, we're supposed to discern as well.
就是在教会弟兄姊妹彼此交通扶持的过程中，也要有属灵的分辨。
Among brothers and sisters, when we are communicating each other, we're supposed to make discernments as well.
我们知道上帝的话能够改变人，因为它是一个好种子。
We know that God's words will change people.
当上帝的话进入到人心里，人就会变成天国之子。
Because there are good seeds, when the Lord's words come to people's hearts, then people become citizens of heaven.
魔鬼的话就是抵挡上帝的那些异教异端，以人为本的说教，这些说教进入到人心里，人就会变为恶者之子。
And the devil's words are messages that are human being oriented, or leading people to be against Christ.
其实，在我做的每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个基督徒。其实，在我们没有信主之前，我们都是恶者之子。
Everyone sitting here in the pew, when you have not become Christians, you are sons of the evil one.
都属于亚当的生命。
And your life were in Adam.
我们信主以后，因着上帝的话，我们从撒旦的国度迁移到天国国度里面。
After we found Christ, we were transferred from Satan's kingdom to God's kingdom.
才成为天国之子。
And we became citizens of heaven.
因此每一个人在上帝的话语面前都会有改变。
So everyone is changed in front of the Lord's words.
你不是被上帝的话得着，有恶者之子变成天国之子。
You either turn away from your evil ways and become citizens of heaven.
就是在上帝话语中心变得更加刚硬。
Or your heart become rebellious.
怎么会上帝的话使我心变得刚硬呢？
How come the Lord's words will make people's hearts hard?
当你的位置站得不对的时候，你去看上帝话，上帝话就会使你的心变得刚硬。
When you are standing at the wrong position, then the Lord's words will actually harden your hearts.
当你站在上帝同样的位置，像亚当一样和上帝一样的时候，你就心会变得刚硬。
Place yourself in the same position as the Lord stands.
我过去听到许多朋友就是这样，评论上帝的话。
And your hearts become hardened, and you judge the Lord's words.
上帝在旧约杀了这么多人。
How come the Lord killed so many people?
当你说这句话的时候，你在评判上帝。
When you are saying such things, you judge the Lord.
当你说这句话的时候，你的心就变得更加刚硬。
When you are saying such things, your heart was hardened.
从不认识上帝。变为主动的抵挡上帝。
From not knowing the Lord to being against the Lord.
甚至会亵渎上帝。
Or you can even bring blasphemy upon the Lord.
圣经里有许多这样的人啊，主耶稣批判那些文士和法利赛人就是这样的人。
There are many people like this in the Bible, such as the Pharisees and scribes.
所以说，我们看到基督徒有传福音、有讲上帝的话语、传讲出去的责任。
So we know that Christians have responsibility preaching the words towards other people.
基督徒之间有彼此分享上帝话语的责任。
And we have the responsibility to share the Lord's words among each other as brothers and sisters.
我们怎么分享？
How do we share?
我们分享什么？
What do we share?
你首先要对分听你分享的人做一个属灵的辨别。
First of all, you're supposed to make spiritual discernment to the people or the person that you're sharing with.
如果有个朋友不承认世界上有个上帝。
If you have a friend who does not admit that there is a God existing in the world.
你在那里和他讲一个多少小时，耶稣是上帝的儿子。
And you spend an hour talking to him that Jesus is the Son of God.
不会有任何果效。因为他连上帝都不承认，你说上耶稣是上帝的儿子，我上帝都不承认，耶稣是上帝的儿子，与我有什么关系？
Because he does not admit there's a God who exists, so of course he doesn't admit that Jesus is the Son of God.
如果一个人不认为自己是罪的，
If someone does not know that he's a sinner,
你和他大讲，耶稣在十字架上为你的罪死了。
And then you spend a long time talking to him about Jesus.
没有意义。
It's not going to be helpful.
所以说，为什么圣餐的时候没有受洗的？我们说没有受洗的，等你受洗以后再领圣餐。
So that's why you're not supposed to partake of Lord's Supper when you have not been baptized.
因为你没有承认自己是罪的，没在耶稣基督悔改面前悔改，圣餐对你是没意义的。
Because you have not acknowledged that you're a sinner and you have not repented before the Lord, then the supper is meaningless to you.
你没有意义的，你却做了。
If it is meaningless,
圣经说
你
在吃喝自己的罪了。
And you are eating your own sin.
就是说你反而对你更不利。
This means it is even worse for you.
所以说我们要有一个属灵的分辨。
So we are supposed to make spiritual discernment.
就是弟兄姊妹彼此的勉励帮助都需要有一个属灵的分辨。
Even we as brothers and sisters try to encourage each other, we're supposed to make such discernments as well.
比如说有个弟兄信心现在软弱了。
For example, there's one brother who is weak right now.
你没有属灵的分辨，你上去给他讲啊，讲了许多。
But you do not discern and talk to him.
你讲的东西没有打动他。
But nothing you said will hit him.
就很简单，我们。从那个撒种的比喻里就看到，有土碱石头地的，有荆棘地的。
For example, we know that there are four kinds of soil from the Bible.
你至少分辨他现在软弱的是什么原因。
At least you should know the reason of his weakness.
是过去的自己过去的信仰，或者说过去那些东西又回上来了。我们知道有的很多时候，我们受过无神论的教育，很多时候我心中。前几年都是，哎呀，到底某一天又会想到底，哎呀，人是不是猴子变的？会突然又会想到这个问题。
Is it because his old self has come back? In my early years of being a Christian, because of so many years of
当信主的人会这样，我至少是我是这样。大家可能有的人信心比较大，就是一信主就不会有这种过去教育、过去的观念回到自己身上。
Years of education of atheism, I doubted whether God existed or not.
如果你拜过佛的，有时候，哎呦，好像佛过去挺灵，现在基督教我拜了，好像反而不灵了。
For some people who used to be Buddhists and now think that the Christian God doesn't work for them.
所以这种情况，这种的软弱，它属于土浅石头地的。
So such weakness is like seeds.
那些过去的观念、过去的信仰，在它是里面石头，使上帝的道无法向下扎根。
It's like seeds planted in the soil but do not have roots, so the Lord's words cannot grow.
你要帮助他，你就要帮他捡石头。
If you want to help him,
你要跟他说，人不可能从猴子变过来的。
Then you are supposed to pick up the stones for him and tell him that it's impossible for human beings.
佛教只是人间的哲学。
It's impossible for human beings to become monkeys.
你不要跟他说，哎，你在追求世界。
Do not tell him that you're pursuing the world.
追求世界是经济地理的那种状态。
If he's pursuing the world, he's like thorny dill.
看重世上的那些东西。
And he cares more about the world.
他不是你给他戴个帽子去追求世界，别人更跌倒。
He's not pursuing the world, and he might be weaker because they're not saying the right thing.
所以说你要帮助弟兄姊妹，你要知道他的结症在哪里。
So when you want to help someone, you should know the reason of his weakness.
你不要拿基督教的那个道理。得时不得时，不合不合我他不管，我只是我说了痛快就行。
Do not just throw doctrines upon him and unless you like.
他明明是土浅石头地的，你拿大砍刀使劲砍，你是在追求世界什么什么，一顿帽子上去，他更软弱了。
Maybe he's one kind of style, but you're treating him like he's another kind of style, and it's not effective.
所以说，弟兄姊妹彼此的帮助，你要了解对方软弱的原因。
Brothers and sisters, when you're helping each other, try to know their reason of their weaknesses.
你要针对他具体的问题做一个合适的帮助。
And help them specifically.
你所说的话要做成为有德方式，就是说你的话的确是能够解决他的难点。
And help to achieve that your words are effective for his specific reason.
所以说你想帮助别人。
So if you want to help others,
你要做一些分辨。
You should make some discernments.
分辨不是为了把它薅出去。
Discern not to take out other people.
分辨是为了把它建立起来。
But to build up.
不但你帮助别人的时候需要有分辨。
It's not only when you are helping others you need to discern.
就是你在教会里教基督徒的朋友，你也要有分辨。
With Christians, you're supposed to discern as well.
你要看哪些人是在上帝的话语中真正追求的。
You should know who are really pursuing the Lord's words.
是一个非常虔诚的。
Who are devout Christians.
是一个愿意把上帝的话语活在自己生命中的人。
You are willing to live out the Lord's words.
你和这样的人交朋友，多交通。
When you are making friends with such people,
你如果说天天和他在一起，你灵命一定提高。
If you deal with such people all the time, then of course,
你不做分辨，你随便啊，反正他叫基督徒就行了，我和他挺谈得来，谈的全是世上的事。
Your spiritual life will grow. However, if you make Christians, so-called Christians, who only care about the world, then you go backwards.
我在这里绝不是说当基督徒不能谈世上的事。
I'm not telling you that being Christians means that we are never supposed to talk about the world.
但是你谈世上事，你的出发点，你后面的信仰能不能够管住你所谈的问题？
But what's your motivation behind that? Do you think your faith can govern your topic?
如果谈问题，告诉你怎么去撒谎，怎么样骗。
If you guys are talking about how,
后面灵就不对了。
If you guys are talking about how to lie to each other and how to
虽然他也叫基督徒，但是你如果交上这样的朋友，你以后慢慢的也就是这样的基督徒。
And you become friends with such Christians, then you become like them.
所以说你交基督徒的朋友，你要有属灵分辨。
So you're supposed to make spiritual discernment when you're making friends.
首先你自己要上，我要在属灵生命上，我要向上。
First of all, you want to be someone who's pursuing the Lord.
如果说你说我根本不想向上，
if you do not want to pursue us,
那我跟你说，我今天讲到对你没用。
So what I said today is going to be meaningless to you.
如果你想向上，你就要找那些向上、在主里火热的、对真理很认真的人做你的朋友，和他交谈。
If you want to be zealous, then go find someone who is zealous for the Lord and make friends with them.
我们中间有多少青少年？
We have many youth among us.
我青少年这一生最重要的，你在青少年时候交朋友一定要谨慎。
It's very important for our teenagers to make friends. They should be very careful.
如果你交了一个不好的朋友，可能会影响你一辈子。
If you make a bad friend, it might bring negative influence to you for a whole lifetime.
你不要以为啊，这个人很讲义气。
Do not just think that, oh, this person.
虽然他偶尔吸点毒，没关系，讲义气。
Do not just think that this person is reliable, even though he's doing drugs.
你一旦交上这样的朋友，你慢慢的，我偶然吸点毒也没关系了。
If you become friends with him, then gradually maybe you will think that it's okay for you to.
青少年交朋友是很重要的。
It's important to be careful when teenagers are making friends.
其实在基督里交朋友也一样。
And it's the same of making friends in Christ.
你要追求属灵生命的成长，你就要交那些属灵生命向上的基督徒做你的朋友。
If you want to grow your spiritual life, then you should make friends with people who are pursuing the Lord.
这样你的生命就成长。
And thus, this will help you to grow.
虽然祷告会，哎呀，不太想去。
Even though sometimes you don't want to go to prayer meetings.
但是我看到，只要你虽然我不太想去，我不会祷告。
And you think that you don't know how to pray.
我看到来的人祷告都有长进。
However, I see that everyone who comes to prayer meetings.
后来慢慢的都会祷告。
They grow in their prayer life.
就是一个群体，一个向上的群体。
This is a community that are going upwards.
你投入在一个向上的群体里面，你的生命一定向上。
You are in such group, but you are going upwards as well.
你投入到一个向下的群体，在一起议论议论，啊，教会谁谁谁不好，啊，那个人怎么不好，教会怎么不好，你的生命就向下。
However, if you are among a bunch of people who are always criticizing the church or judging people in the church, then you become like them.
这是很自然的。
This is natural way.
所以说，如果说你想属灵生命长进，你就要教向上的这些弟兄姊妹。
So if you want to grow your spiritual life, make friends with people who are pursuing the Lord in Christ.
好，我和大家分享第三个问题：正确的属灵分辨。
The third point I want to share with you guys is about the correct.
我说前面说过，属灵分辨有时候是很危险，会落入到一个论断试探中。
In the first point, I talk about sometimes it's dangerous to make discernments because we can easily fall into the category of judgment.
但是我们不能因为，哎呀，我做一些属灵分辨可能会落入到论断人的试探中，我就不做了。
We should not just do not discern because of this reason.
成语叫做因噎废食。
Some people are afraid of being choked, so they do not eat.
因为我吃饭可能要噎的，我就不吃饭。
They're afraid of being choked by certain foods, so they refuse to eat any meals.
如果我们不做一些属灵的分辨，我们就成为一个缺乏智慧的人。
If you make no discernment of spirituality, then you become someone that do not have wisdom.
所以说作为基督徒你要把握真理并行在真理中。
So as a Christian, grasp the truth and walk in the truth.
做一些合乎圣经真理的属灵分辨。
And make discernments according to the Bible.
一个正确的分辨首先要有一个正确的动机。
When you're trying to make a correct spiritual discernment, then you should have a correct...
可以说正确的动机只有一个。
There's only one correct motive.
就是我的动机是为了对上帝的真理有更深的认识，也是为了让真理更有效地指导我自己的行为。
The motive is to know more about the Lord's truth and let the truth guide your life.
你一定要从这个动机出发。
You can only have this motive.
任何离开这个动机，你别的任何动机啊，我就是为了认识他，都没有意义。
If you go away and have other motives, for example, just want to know more about this person.
我对这个人做些属灵的分辨，只是为了在底下传传小话，那更完了。
If I make spiritual discernment,
那就是论断。
If I make spiritual discernment to make sure that I can gossip about other people, then you fall into judgment.
正确的分辨只有一个动机。
So the correct spiritual discernment only comes from one.
正确的分辨目的也只有一个。
And the purpose of correct spiritual discernment is only one.
我们做属灵分辨就是为了让我们能够更好地活在上帝的话语当中，荣耀上帝。
We discern to live better in the Lord's words and to glorify Him.
正确的分辨方法和手段也只有一个。
That leads to correct spiritual discernment is only one.
怎么能分辨？
How do we do this?
就是我们要自己有掌握更多的上帝的真理。
We should know more about the Lord's truth.
并且让这些真理 落实在我们的行为和看问题的方法上。
We should live out the truth when we are dealing with other people, we are thinking about things.
在世上你分辨东西，你怎么分辨？
When you discern the world, how do you do it?
你要配个玻璃，你说啊，玻璃多大？你怎么分辨？怎么辨识别玻璃应该多大？
example, you want to buy a piece of glass.
要有尺，对不对？拿个尺一量。
You need the rulers, right?
你去买东西，你这东西多重，多少钱？什么？称一称。
You want to buy something, you need scale.
如果你做世上的分辨，你的尺是弯的。
If you make discernment in the world, but you have a broken or
刻度是模糊不清的。
And you have a ruler that is not precise.
你的分辨一定不准确。你的称的零点位置是不对的。
If your scale is broken,
你称的东西一定重量不对。
Then you make a wrong measurement.
属灵分辨也需要尺和秤。
When we are making spiritual discernment, we need rulers and scales as well.
属灵分辨的尺和秤就是我们心中我们自己的属灵状况。
And the rulers and scales come from our own spirituality.
如果我们自己的属灵状况是扭曲的，对真理是理解是错误的，我们属灵的秤也是不准的，那时候我们做的属灵分辨往往是错误的。两个多星期前有个弟兄给我打电话来，他跟我说，我们怎么能够进入到 PCA 成为 PCA 教会？
How do we enter PCA become a PCA church?
这个弟兄在更早的时候，赵丽还在美国的时候也打过电话来。
Earlier, this brother also called when my wife Zhao Li was still in the United States.
所以说我对他们的情况有点了解。
So I knew a little about their situation.
他们四个家庭。
They have four families.
其中有三个家庭弟兄是一般福音派教会组织学老师。
Three husbands of the four families teach Sunday schools in their evangelical churches. Before.
他们这三位弟兄喜欢改革宗的信仰。
And now they like reformed theology.
他们就按改革宗的框架来在教会组织学传讲圣经真理。他们牧师最后把他们三个人停下来。
However, in their old evangelical church, the three husbands got kicked out.
不再让他们讲组织学。
They were not allowed to teach Sunday schools anymore.
甚至对一个弟兄说：“你可以离开教会。
”And even the pastor told one of the brothers saying that you can leave the church now.
我们要看到许多教会现在。可以说很多教会基督教会他们能够包容所有的以人为本的信仰。
We should know that there are many churches who can tolerate any message that is human oriented.
成功成学也好，锦上添花也好，只要是以人为本的我都可以接纳。
No matter it is prosperity or success oriented, as long as it is human oriented, they can accept that.
甚至佛教道教也没问题。
Even the Buddhism and Taoism, they tolerate anyway.
唯有不能接纳的就是以神为本的。
The only theology they cannot tolerate is God oriented one.
你以神为本，传讲你基督教信仰，我不让你讲。
If you are preaching the word in a way that is God oriented, I will not allow you to preach here.
以神为本的教会。
The churches that are God oriented.
所有以人为本的信仰我们都不允许进入。
We do not allow any messages that are human oriented.
以神为本，以人为本，这两个之间没有中庸之道。
There's no gray area between God orientation and human orientation.
不是我们改革宗教会心窄。
It is not that we are very narrow-minded.
因为我们的信仰就是以神为本的。
It's because our faith is God-oriented.
所以改革宗教会经常被别人称为最没有包容性的教会。
So that's why reformed churches are also called churches that are least tolerant.
而那些以人为本的教会，他们只反对以神为本的信仰。
However, those human-oriented churches are strongly against God-oriented faith.
在他们，在有些人看来，他们更大的包容性。
Some people think those churches tolerate better.
但是，我认定我们这种没有包容心的，以神为本的，我们只看。只为了讨上帝喜悦。
But I believe that we only want to please the Lord when we are believing in God-oriented methods.
所以我们就知道，分辨都是以你的信仰为尺度的。
So we know that discernment comes from your spirituality.
如果你是以神为本的，以圣经为根的，你的分辨就是以这个为标准。
If you're God-oriented and you are rooted in the Bible.That you make such discernment.
如果你是以人为本的，以人喜悦为满足的，那么你除了以神为本的，你别的你都可以接纳。
If you are human oriented and you want to please the man, then of course all the messages except for God oriented messages you can tolerate.
有的弟兄姊妹可能说了，为什么说以神为本的只有你对？
Some brothers and sisters would ask, why do you think you're the only God-oriented message?
以神为本的最大特点，我们认定上帝对这个世界拥有绝对的主权。
The biggest feature of God-oriented theology is that we believe in the absoluteness of God's sovereignty.
而世人是完全堕落的。
And human beings.Are totally depraved.
完全堕落就是说我们自情意都是堕落的，不是说我们已经堕落到最深的程度，完全堕落不是说我们已经堕落到最深的程度，只是说我们全方位的堕落。
It means that we are corrupted in all areas, like our minds, our hearts, our rationality. It doesn't mean that we have corrupted to the deepest level.
这两点非改革动教会都有不同程度的否定。
About these two doctrines, all the non-reformed churches deny in some extent.
比如说阿米尼亚。
For example, Arminianism.
就不认定上帝在这个世界上有绝对的主权。
They do not believe in the absolute sovereignty of God.
所以说阿米尼亚认为信主不信主自己要说了算。
So they are teaching that it is your decision to believe in God or not.
不是上帝恩典的领导。
It's not.That the Lord's grace coming upon you.
为什么改革宗要强调这两点？
Now, why do Reformed churches emphasize these two points?
如果我们不承认上帝在这个世界上有绝对的主权，我们基督徒说我有永生的盼望，都是欺骗人的。
If we do not believe in the absolute sovereignty of God, then we are lying to others, but we are saying that we have eternal life to go to.
上帝在这个世界没有绝对的主权，你凭什么说你有永生的盼望？
The Lord does not have absolute sovereignty. Then by what evidence can you say that you have the hope of eternity?
你可能就落在一个不在上帝主权里面的主权里面。
You might fall into a sovereignty that is other than the Lord's sovereignty.
那个主权不会带你有永生的盼望。
And that sovereignty does not lead you to eternity.
如果说人没有完全的堕落，
if human beings are not totally depraved,
那么唯有耶稣基督是中保，是救主，这不过是一种口号式的说教。
Then it is mechanic teaching to say that only Jesus is our Savior.
圣经里说，唯有耶稣基督是救主。
Bible teaches that only Jesus is our Savior.
如果人没有完全的堕落，我们自己都可以救自己。
If we are not totally depraved, then we are able to save ourselves.
那么耶稣基督是唯一的救主，就是一个说教的口号而已。
Now how can we say that Jesus is our only Savior?
没有真正实质性的内容。
There is nothing concrete in such teaching.
唯有高举上帝绝对主权，成了人全然堕落的教义。才是真正让上帝得荣耀的教义。
Only the doctrine that believes the complete and absolute sovereignty of God And the total depravity of human being is glorifying the Lord.
就是以神为本的教义。
Such doctrine is God-oriented.
我们人算什么？
Who are we as human beings?
但是许多人就觉得我们人很了不起。
But many people are prideful and think that human beings are great.
好，我继续和大家分享第四个题目：分辨与审判的关系。
And fourth,
相关。
Fourth point I want to share with you guys is the relationship between discernment and judgment.
第三十九节到四十节。
Let's read verse 39 to 40.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
英文中文一起念。
English and Chinese.
撒贝子牌。袋子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使，将袋子薅出来用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此。所以这些经文告诉我们，分辨，首先我们要分辨自己的属灵状况。
That verses teach us to discern, to make discernment of our own spirituality first.
我们上次讲到讲撒种的比喻中已经说过，
We are talking about a parable of sowing seeds.
我们需要判断自己属灵，分辨属灵自己属于哪一种土地。我们属灵状况是路旁的还是土浅石头地的？
Are we thorny or filled with stones?
或者是荆棘地的还是好土地的？
Are we good field or filled without roots?
当你分辨清楚自己属于哪个土地时候，你就可以有一个属灵的追求。如果你分辨自己是土，所谓土浅石头地的，也就是说有很多以往的宗教的错误概念在里面。你就要把这些错误概念像石头似的取出来扔掉。
Then you should take out the wrong beliefs as if you're taking out the stones from the soil.
如果你判断自己经常被世上的那些东西所诱惑，也就土浅石荆棘地的。
If you are thorny soil and knowing that you are constantly tempted by the world,
你就要砍掉这些荆棘。
Then you should cut off the thorns.
如果我们属灵生命是属于败子的，
If your spirituality is like weeds,
就要虔诚地来到上帝面前祈求，求上帝改变自己。不要让自己成为一个不会改变的败子。当审判的时候被薅出来用火焚烧。如果说我连这样的祈求我也不想做，那么只能说你与天国无分。那也是上帝的恩典，这是在上一次讲到的时候我已经说过了。对自己有属灵的分辨，就可以开始造就自己。我们也需要对周围的人有个属灵的分辨。
We should make discernment towards people around us as well.
前面已经说过了，每一个人都会有分辨，不可能一个人不做分辨的。
And before, I've already mentioned that everyone is discerning. It's impossible that not to discern.
如果你说我不做分辨，只是说你在自己没有意识的情况下你在做分辨。
If you tell us that you're not discerning, that you're saying that you're actually discerning unconsciously.
如果说我没有意识到自己在分辨，你很更多的时候你的分辨会落在世俗的里面，以自我为中心，以人本为标准来分辨的。
And oftentimes when you're saying that you're not discerning, you're actually discerning according to the standards of the world.
这样的分辨无法在属灵生命上对别人有任何的造就。
Such discernment is unable to build up other people.
甚至会绊点人。
I will make stumbling blocks for them.
第四十一节到四十三节。
From verse 41, verse 43.
由于时间关系，我们也一起来念。
Because we are limited in time, let's read together English and Chinese.
人只要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的，从他国里挑出来，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。那时义人在他父的国里要发出光来，像太阳一样，有耳可听的就应当听。我们看四十一节，这节经文中主耶稣讲叫人跌倒的放在作恶的前面。
In verse 41 Jesus said that they will gather out of this kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers.
这是主耶稣在要有分辨的比喻中特别提到叫人跌倒的要受上帝审判。
This is how Jesus taught about those people who make other people stumble or be judged.
我们看到他把叫人跌倒的立在作恶人的前面。
He listed those people who stumble others before the evil ones.
作恶的人是指那些败子。
Evil ones refer to the weeds.
叫人跌倒的应该是指那些传另一类福音的人说的。
But those who make others stumble refer to the ones who are spreading heresy.
当然在今天的经文框架中也是指那些对别人做出错误分辨使人跌倒的人说的。
However, in this passage, it also refers to the ones who make wrong discernments and stumble others.
所以我们在做对别人对自己做分辨的时候要特别警醒小心。
So when we are making discernment, we're supposed to be cautious.
不要掉以轻心，随随便便对别人做出分辨。
And let us not make careless and random discernments about other people.
如果我们的分辨不能使人得到造就，
if our discernment does not build up others,
反而使人跌倒，
but stumble them instead,
那会受到更重的审判。
And we will be faced with more serious judgment.
所以我们要自己在真理中不断的追求。
So let us pursue the truth constantly.
把我们心里的那个信仰的尺度尺擦得干净，做了直。
And let us have a clear and precise rulers in our hearts.
不要因为我们心里的尺不直，做出错误的分辨。这样的分辨会拆毁自己，也会拆毁别人。
Such discernment takes ourselves down.
都会面对上帝审判。
And we are both faced with the judgments of the Lord.
如果我们的在真理中合乎真理的分辨。
If we are making discernment that accords with the truth.
就可以造就自己，也可以造就别人。有耳可听的就应当听，将上帝的话记在心中，将真理记在心中，行在真理之中。
He who has ears, let him hear. Let us see, remember the words of the Lord, and do his will, and walk in his truth.
像太阳一样发出光，将荣耀归给上帝。
And shine like the sun, and glorify the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
天父
上帝，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你赐下宝贵的话语来警醒我们。
We thank you for bestowing precious words upon us.
让我们所做的一切都能够做在你的心意当中。
Help us to do your will.
合乎你真理。
And to live out your truth.
造就别人，造就自己。
And help us to build up others and build up ourselves.
在属灵生命上有真正的追求。
Lord, would you help us to pursue spirituality, pursue you in life?
在奔走偏路的这个路上走得直。
And help us to walk straight ways in our pilgrim.
成为天国之子。
And become men and sons of kingdom of heaven.
这一切都在你的话语和恩典之中。
And these things come in your words and your grace.
我们献上感恩。
We offer you our thanksgiving.
我们祷告感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.